There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is me.
Give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that gets sleepy halfway through. And Lee is still on vacation, probably sipping some Mai Tais by the tied up Mais. Anyway, so joining me tonight are two of the folks at the fine loonies over there at needcoffee.com. First, we have Tuffly. Tuffly, how you doing?
I'm fine. It'll take me a minute. I'm used to like not getting the introductions or shows that don't have beginnings. So. I'm shocked that we got there. So hello.
Hello. And the chief bottle washer and cook meth cooker? Is that what it is? Widge.
Yes, I am responsible for the Walking Dead apocalypse.
So before we get into this, thank you guys. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. And also William's here. William, how you doing?
Hi.
I wanted to go over a couple of the most recent guests that we haven't talked about. Of course, the last time we really did a guest update, the Stranger Things kids had been announced. And I think during that time, I forgot to mention Benedict Wong from Doctor Strange and Infinity War. Well, Doctor Strange, really. I think everybody was in Infinity War. Widge, you were in Infinity War, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I will be on the cutscenes on the Blu-ray because, unfortunately, I was in one of the cars that got run into at the very end. Spoilers, by the way. Mm-hmm. There's some cars that get run into at the end credit scene.
And Tuffly, you were there, but then you were gone in a snap, right?
I was snapped. I was pre-snapped.
Let's see. I think we mentioned Kristen Kane and John Kim from The Librarians the last time.
Yeah, see, I haven't seen any of this, so these are all new guests to me.
Well, I think we may have mentioned, I don't remember if we did, but Pom Clementinif. I don't know how to pronounce her name, but she played Mantis.
I think it's actually pronounced Smith.
Smith.
And don't quote me on that.
Karen Gillian. So basically, we've got most of the remaining living folks. No, actually, was Karen Gillian? Karen Gillian's character was she? Snap
Gillian.
Gillian. Gillian.
Yeah. A planet with Tony Stark.
Ah. So she's didn't get snapped, did she?
She did not. No.
Okay.
No.
I don't remember who did. Did Mantis get snapped?
Yes.
Yes, she did.
Okay. John Heder. Hey. Header or heater? How do you say it? Heater or header from Napoleon Dynamite?
I think that's also pronounced Smith.
No, that's Wong.
Oh, sorry.
Michael Rosenbaum from Smallville and Justice League, the TV series. Tom Welling, who I didn't think was ever going to do... I thought he said he would never do cons. I thought that's what he said. Or maybe it was he would never wear the Superman uniform. But he, of course, was on Smallville. He played, well, Clark. Somebody else played Superman. And he's also on Lucifer, apparently. I'm not sure about that.
Well, I'm wondering if he'll be back next season on Lucifer, actually, since there is a next season.
On Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't watch the show. Is the show any good?
I saw the first couple of episodes, and I think Widge did too,
I watched it. The thing... if I had more time, which I don't, but I would totally make it a guilty pleasure watch. And the reason is, and this is not a spoiler because he does this all the time, but basically when you have a crime procedural show where one of the people is like a psychic or telepath or can light fires with their mind, whatever it is, they have to hide how their ability helps them solve the crime, right? That's the whole thing of the series, is trying to keep that hidden. He doesn't give a damn at all. He'll just walk up and say, yes, I am Lucifer, and I'm, you know, originally ruler of hell. How are you? He doesn't care who knows. Most people don't believe him, obviously. But the fact that he doesn't care that you know or not, I find relentlessly hilarious.
Well, it's L.A. Most people say that.
What's that?
It's L.A. Most people say that.
That's very true. I last time I was there, I had three people introduce themselves that way.
And then ask you for $5 for taking a picture with them.
Was it just $5? Man, they gave you a discount.
Also, we had a couple of Star Trek universe guests. Ethan Phillips, Robert Duncan McNeil, and John DeLancey. Q himself. By the way, I did not realize that he is also a voice on My Little Pony.
Well, he's also, in addition to that, he's also a voice in the Assassin's Creed games.
Is he really? Which one?
All of them.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's Desmond's dad.
I did not know that. Huh. Well, okay. Jason Isaacs from Star Trek Discovery, and probably most people know him from Harry Potter. And the Oa, which, does anybody know if that's coming back for a second season? Did anybody watch it besides me? I thought it was very interesting. He's not coming back for the second season, but that was a very interesting show. It was very weird, and I don't know how to explain it. But anyway, I enjoyed it. But yeah, he's there. A guy that that I only know from Longmire, Lou Diamond Phillips. I don't know him from anything else. Oh yeah, that's right. He was also in a couple other things. But Lou Diamond Phillips is going to be there. He was in the Stargate universe?
Yeah, he was in SGU, yeah.
Huh, okay.
That was the one he was in, because Migna was also, I forgot Migna was in that too.
We also, who? Wait, what, who?
Huh?
Who?
What?
What?
Who was in it as well?
Migna Wen.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that either. Lou Ferrigno is back, and if his picture's to be believed, yeah, he's still about 42 years old. He, of course, was the Incredible Hulk. And just announced tonight, Graham McTavish from The Hobbit, Preacher, Outlander, and Red Dwarf. He was just announced, according to this, about 2 hours ago. So there's your update on guests. And speaking of guests, you guys have been coming to Dragon Con for ever. When was your first con? Do you remember which?
1893.
Okay. When was your first Dragon Con?
1893. and it was held in a log cabin, basically on the same spot it is now. But back then, there was a lot more land available. I also want to say that if somebody can get a picture with John DeLancey, Ben Whishaw, and Richard Roundtree together, then you'd have a Q, and someone who was in the movie Q. I will give you $1.
Wait, is that no, Q? Is
now
that
let me Q ask you, in 1893, were the rooms still sold out in 20 minutes?
Absolutely. Okay. Considering there were three, yes. No, Doc brought me to my first Dragon Con when I still lived over the wall in Alabama eons ago, like early 90s, I think. And that's back when it was still in the In Forum or whatever the hell it was called. I some of it was there and some of it was in the Hyatt, and that was it. That's all they had as far as space for things to happen. So obviously it's expanded a bit since then.
A tiny bit. Yeah. How about you, Tuffley? Do you remember your first time? And also, when did you go to Dragon Con?
I think it was, what, 2004? Because I'd been writing with Ken stuff for a while. Mm-hmm. Mr. Ken Plume. And Ken hooked me up with Wedge, and then I started doing stuff with Need Coffee. I think I want to say my first one was 2004. I think. Does that sound right, Wedge?
Sure. I don't. I have no long term memory anymore.
Okay, sure. Yeah. We'll say
he thought he was at Dragon Con 1893, so he may not be the best judge.
We should check with Lou Ferrigno.
It's one of those weird time traveler photos, apparently, that I have with Tuffley in the 1895 one.
Oh.
Were you in the meeting with the Russian officials? Anyway, everyone else seems to have been. What was I going to say? Sidetracked myself.
Gorky Park.
Yeah, Gorky Park. So since then, when did you actually start guesting and or moderating panels? Do you remember? You remember what your first panel was you ever did?
No, I know what my first panel was. It was the year that Neil Gaiman came mm-hmm. to the con, and he was supposed to do a Brit Media panel, and was not able to make it. And I walked in, and the guy who was in charge basically yelled, "Widge, get up here!" And I basically did the panel because no, that was. That was 98 because I had just interviewed Neil at World Horror Con a few months previous. And so I had enough material about him to basically do the panel. And so that was the first time I hadn't meant to be on a panel or moderate a panel, but I was drafted into it. And that's how it started. The first one's always free.
And because it's Dragon Con, all the rest of them were free as well.
They don't make you pay? Oh, damn.
No, they make me pay. I pay every time. Is that right? Regina, let me know if that was correct. What about you, Tuffley? What was your first panel? Do you remember?
I think
you moderated
my first panel
or were paneling.
That I was involved in was Make the Bad Men Stop. Which if you've ever been to any of our panels, is kind of an odd christening for anyone, really. But there you go. I believe it was a Make the Bad Men Stop panel.
Now you guys do. I say you guys because I'm there too. But you guys,
you're blocking it out. You're repressing.
I'm trying to. You guys do Make the Bad Men Stop. It's been in Lee's track traditionally. At the beginning of the con and at the end of the con, what exactly is Make the Bad Men Stop?
Make the Bad Men Stop is basically where we take questions from the audience, which we beg people to ask us questions. Otherwise we'll just ramble all over the place, about upcoming film and television projects, that, you know, whether it's Marvel or DC, or pretty much anything that's in development hell, as it's called, we talk about, and some things that aren't. Famously, we for years were there telling people that there was a Super Soakers movie in development, and people scoffed at us. And then the Battleship movie came out, and we said, See, everything is going to be turned into a movie and then a television show and probably a Broadway musical. And then they'll make a movie out of the Broadway musical. So pretty much I could tell anyone listening to this podcast, think of the most cherished cartoon television show breakfast cereal from your childhood. I promise you someone owns the rights and they're working on it right now.
And increasingly, it seems more and more like it's Disney that owns the rights.
Yes.
As of last week, actually, the answer is yes.
Wait, let me see if I can get upset about that. No, I can't.
I can't either, seeing as they seem to let their properties just do the properties that they've been acquiring, let them do what they're going to do and leave them alone, seemingly, at least right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give them the what do you call it, the financial backing and the marketing that they need to get things done, and that's it. So Tuffley,
do we tell Lee that they own the X-Files as well?
Well, we had this discussion of whether that would make Scully a princess or not, but
nice.
No, just no.
Just William points out no because she's not royalty, correct? That would be her failing
point. Or animated.
Well, that is true. I can, having seen, never mind, I don't want to talk ill about her, but she's not animated and she's stilted. Anyway,
since Princess Leia has been animated, does that make her a Disney princess?
It has to be primarily in an animated Disney movie.
Disney, animated Disney movie, according to William. And according to the research that he's done, which he's done probably
extensive amounts of research.
Too much research. That's, yes, varying different people's opinions and things like that. Toughly, what panels are you going to be on this year, at least tentatively scheduled to be on this year?
So that I, far that I know, I am doing a Doctor Who new series panel with Brett, over at Brit Track, which is kind of curious because, you know, it's going to be the warm up of like what to expect from the new series.
Right, because the new series hasn't even started yet, right?
No, it hasn't started yet. It's going to air probably after Dragon Con.
Right.
And we know that there's going to be a Christmas special they just added. So lots of interesting, exciting Who stuff beginning to happen again, which is nice. So and also, you know, nothing majorly importance is happening on Who anyway. Nothing we want to talk about.
Yeah, there's nothing interesting. Absolutely nothing for this season. So
nope, nothing exciting. So it'll be an interesting panel. One of the things I love about Dragon Con, it's not just, you know, it's not just genre. It's literally everything in a pot. And I've got a couple of panels that I do about music, which is pretty cool. One of them I'm going to be doing is a panel about the Beatles' White Album and Yellow Submarine, both of which turn 50 this year. Which has a 50% chance of more people liking me because we're not doing a Magical Mystery Tour panel, which better off we're not doing that.
That's a great album.
It was a better movie.
Okay. Okay. That's why we're not doing that panel. And then we're going to try something a little new. We're doing, because I usually do a Britpop panel, which is about British music, usually current British music. And we're going to try something a little new this year. We're going to try some sort of two-headed sort of panel game show beast that we're going to try. So that sounds fun. So we're working on that. So that and probably a couple more surprises that I'm not aware of yet, but I will know soon.
And Widge, you're on a fair number of you're moderating a fair number of panels. Plus, you also orchestrate a couple of bigger events, correct?
Yes. I don't know if orchestrate is the right verb, but we'll go with that because I'm too tired to think of an appropriate lesser synonym.
Well, in the Jeff Lynne sense.
There's not enough neon nor harmonies for it to be in the Jeff Lynne sense. Although
you have had the Afro at least 3 years.
I would absolutely, that's what we need. We need Jeff Lynne as a guest of Dragon Con. Cause I mean, think about it. There's a UFO involved.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, and we could do a Xanadu panel. That's all
exactly.
I'm saying.
Finally,
right?
Now that they're here.
No, we're doing, first of all, we're doing Solve This Again, our improvisational problem-solving game. John, you are a longtime participant in this madness.
Heaven knows why.
Did an excellent job of being broken into your composite atoms by Mad Men last year. Let's hope we have more of that.
He broke down my privilege sufficiently.
Yes. So that gets...
Also repressed memories.
That too. Basically, that was Friday last year. There's no telling where it'll end up because they punted around. But generally, that's over in the Westin, I believe. I think.
It wasn't last year. Last year, it was in
Was it?
It was in the Hyatt, I think.
Was it in Hyatt? Okay. I can't keep any of these 15 con hotels straight. I just can't.
Well, when people start in one hotel and end in another, that's a questionable thing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's what we should do sometime. Do a traveling panel. Just take the entire audience and just walk over to somebody else's panel. With
Wait, that was Sony's E3 presser, man. That's what it was.
No, that is that's where we need the second line to basically start a parade from one panel to another. That would be fantastic. But also, yeah, we're doing the Neat Coffee Fun Fest again, where we give out we play games with the audience and
ourselves.
Give them we do that on occasion, but usually backstage. And we give the audience chances to win fabulous prizes, or at least whatever we can afford or that we have lying around at the time. It's generally pretty insane, and people seem to enjoy themselves, especially later in the evening when I guess some people have been drinking. I don't know. I don't think that kind of thing goes on at Dragon Con. I have no idea. I don't have time to do it myself. Yeah. I know that.
Candy may be thrown.
Candy is generally thrown, yes. So if you have a sensitive skull that would be dented by candy of some kind impacting it, then please wear a hard hat or at least, you know, cover yourself with your arms.
Could I suggest just orange peanuts this year? Just orange peanuts.
Wait, are you talking about the circus peanuts?
Yes.
Oh my God! Yes. What? No.
Well, that way no one gets hurt.
No.
Unless they've been sitting around for a while.
And no one wants to eat them, and they lie on the floor and get ground into the carpet. You have not thought this through, John.
No, I think that's exactly what I thought through.
Oh,
it's all the ghosts of Halloween Pass.
Oh, good Lord! Circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts and candy corn and.
Oh.
And the off-brand sweethearts.
Oh, no. No. We do not give out that stuff. That, I will tell you. If anything, we would do a game like we did years ago in which the game was, don't win this Olsen Twins DVD. And whoever was the last person, you know, whoever came in last won the Olsen Twins DVD. And I believe that was Rox, actually, won that. And then we were like, well, she's sick. Let's let her join up.
Now, she tried to win, though, right?
Oh, yeah. She went for the Olsen Twins DVD because that's Rock. She's very contrarian.
That is part of our recruitment ceremonies.
I know. It's like, well.
I got a wife that way.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And we invited the Olsen Twins to your wedding, but they RSVP'd no.
How do you know they weren't there?
Oh, God.
Well, if John Oliver's to be believed, there's only one anyway.
Yes.
So they could have been there. Just one of them would have been there. So do you guys have any, like, you've been going to Dragon Con for a long time. Do you have any tips? If you were to tell someone that was attending, what would be the number one thing for the first time? What would be the number one thing that you would tell them to do? Besides go to all your panels.
Yes. Besides, come see us because we need your love to validate us. Escalators are your friend. Don't walk if you don't have to.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's a good point. Preserve your energy, and I would also say, give yourself plenty of time to get places, because there are too many people. I don't want to sound like Thanos here, but there are too many people.
Oh, that'd be another awesome thing to do. Have Thanos show up in a panel and just snap, and then half the people have to leave.
That's either Thanos or Paul McCartney.
What?
It's too many people. It's a Paul McCartney lyric.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Oh, good Lord.
So Paul McCartney shows up and snaps his fingers.
Solo, I'm sorry.
It's also a Genesis lyric, now that you mention it.
Wow.
Yeah, I went there.
Those people are causing too many problems, though. In fact, if it's to be believed, there's not enough love to go around.
Yeah, well, That I guess that's my point, is that the con really is the land of confusion.
They're freaky looking puppets from a video.
We're the freaky looking puppet. You can't remember.
I am definitely a freaky looking puppet. No, they're keep bear in mind that sometimes going outside, despite the fact that whatever the weather is leading up to the con, it's probably going to be nice and cool and breezy and make you think that it's going to be, you know, a nice weather weekend. Don't be fooled. Be prepared for something like torrential rain or hot baking sun or both. I mean, due to heavy sunspot activity that generally happens every Labor Day in Atlanta, the weather's going to be crazy. So be prepared to leave the hotels and go down the sidewalk. And I would say, especially if you're going to be on Peachtree Street, give yourself plenty of time, because I have never, and I have been to New York many times, and I have never been in sidewalk gridlock before, like I have at DragonCon. So,
all right. Do you have any? Do you guys have any traditions that you do at DragonCon? Like, is there a night that you go out for dinner, and you go to a specific place for dinner, or? Not that I'm trying to get people information on where to stalk you at, but
no. I have a tradition where every Monday night I go home and then sleep for about 36 hours and then wake up, and usually a couple times I'll wake up in the night screaming like, "Oh my God, where are the prizes?" And then I realize it's over, and then I just kind of roll over and go back to sleep. That's a big tradition. Yeah, I think that's my number one Dragon Con tradition. What about you, Tuffley?
There's a chicken place that's at Peachtree Center.
Oh, yes, they're very good.
Yeah, which we like to go to at least once. And I take Tuesday off. So, for the sleeping.
That's probably wise.
Everyone take Tuesday off.
Now, Tuffley, I'm not sure if you're aware, but maybe you are. As we were talking with Madman in Rock's last episode, Peachtree Center is currently under renovation.
And, yeah, a lot of it is.
What's that?
I said, yeah, I've seen a lot of it is.
And seating is at a to say the least, a scarce.
Yeah.
And so your chicken place might be packed more than it usually is, since it will have.
Yeah, it might be, because it's its own thing.
Yeah,
it's its ability. Closed thing. So, yeah,
that might
have
suck.
To do that. I might have to. That might be one of the things you know, because everyone's going like 4 days early now. That might be one of the things I end up doing. Doing Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right.
Now, well, do you guys ever go off site for dinner or anything like that?
Sometimes.
Yeah, oh. A couple of years ago, Kraftwerk was actually playing on the third day, and I think we tried to go to that. Or I don't know, I couldn't remember if it was actually Kraftwerk or a Kraftwerk film show or something. I remember that. So it was a couple of years ago. But yeah, sometimes if there's something else going on, you can sneak off.
Yeah, and what is it? The anklet that they use to track your whereabouts. You can fool it for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as there's nothing on the other side of your badge that says you have to be somewhere, you're usually okay.
Right.
All right. So guys, before we get into our quiz here that William has been diligently working on, finding cards out of, let's see, we're using the stuff out of the best of TV and movies from the folks that brought you the logo game. They brought you this crappy little trivia game.
The logo game.
Yes, exactly.
The famous logo game. Haven't you heard of it?
It's famous, yeah?
Yes, it's famous. let people know where they can find you on the interwebs, you know, for your regular day job.
Well,
maybe not really your day job, but your...
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, my day job is what I do all the time, and I hate my boss, but he won't listen to this, so he won't know. So yeah, needcoffee.com. When we get a schedule and we trust the schedule, we will post the schedule and let you guys know what is happening and where you can find us. I am on Twitter at Widget, WIDGETT. I was named after my great grandmother on my paternal side. I will post stuff there. I generally have to set reminders to myself to do it, because once I walk into a room with a panel, I tend to forget why I'm there, and that's why I have handlers.
And what about you, Tuffley?
I really thought about my online presence. I considered it quite a bit, and then I threw all of those ideas out and just went by Tuffley on Twitter. So,
and that's T-U-F-F-L-E-Y, right?
That is correct. And you can also find me on Spotify and Facebook, and there will actually be a, because I do a playlist show called Randomizer, and there will be a randomizer for, especially for Dragon Con, that will be out probably in and around that week. So watch your Spotify's if you're into that sort of thing. Music for Lines.
Yeah, you can download, I guess if you're Spotify Premium or something, you can download Tuffley's playlist and use it as your soundtrack for the weekend.
Because the Wi-Fi is going to suck, you might want to download it before
you get
there.
You might want to, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be 15,000 people vying for each IP address. So,
good luck.
Yeah. What was that?
May the good odds luck. Ever be in your favor.
Oh.
This Hello. Happened the last time, too.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough. But it doesn't come through on the recording.
It kicked in at the right moment, though.
It doesn't come through in the recording, though, which is the sad part. So hold on a second. I think I know how to fix this.
So we sound just for the listeners at home, he now sounds like he's like up at the top of a, if you imagine a Roman Colosseum where the emperor stands, and there's like this cavernous echo as he, you know, booms his voice out.
Are you not entertained?
Do the Lou Gehrig speech.
All right, hold on. Let's
see if I can process. My God. It's better now.
4 hours later, it's going to be...
Okay, how's that? Yep, there we go. All right.
It's going to be 51 days of Dragon Con.
It's weird. I have to pause the recording on the MacBook. Not the MacBook. It's a mini, actually. To get that to go away, but yet it's not recording that effect on the device that I'm pausing it on. It's weird.
Weird.
All right. So William has put together a series of questions. The object of tonight's game is to be the first to earn 3 cards.
Okay.
William's like, all right, whatever.
Sure.
I've got the questions. You figure out how it's played.
How long did you plan for this to go?
The first to get 3 cards. In order to get a card, you have to answer all the questions on the card correctly.
Oh God.
I'm not prepared for this.
We'll start with Widge. What's the first category? Just pull one randomly out of there.
Geography. So. Oh, you weren't talking to me.
Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke. So your questions are from Gunsmoke.
Oh God.
Well, let's make it a little easier. You have to get 2 out of the 4 questions that are on there, correct?
All right.
First question: who played Marshal Matt Dillon on this long running western?
Oh crap!
Who played Marshal Matt Dillon?
Was it Arness?
Yes, it was.
Oh, there you go. Okay, that's one. Go. What's the next question?
Which film star turned down the lead role but recommended Pal Arness, who got? And Pal Arness was literally on the card. I do not know what that was supposed to mean, but.
Wait, who? What? Oh, what,
who?
Arness?
But recommended Pal Arness, who we just talked about, and got it.
Oh, okay, all right.
Which star turned down the lead role? The original. It was really the how they could have ended that question.
Can I help?
No, can well, I cheat? If you want to help him win, sure. Who was it? Widge?
God, I have no idea. Jimmy Stewart.
John Wayne.
Yep.
Oh, damn.
All right, next question.
I'm going to know all his.
Which Gunsmoke regular also played Frankenstein in three movies? Movies. Yeah.
Played who?
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Oh, that's probably going to be Chaney.
No.
Lon Chaney Jr.
It was Glenn Strange.
Oh.
He was the barkeep.
He came after Chaney, I believe.
All right, you got to get this question right to get this. But he came after him slowly with his arms raised. You got to get this question right in order to get this card.
Barkeep, give me a whiskey.
That is exactly how it works in Red Dead Redemption.
Which dueling actor played the Marshall's limping psychic, Chester Good?
Oh, God. Which dueling?
That's how it was. Duel was in quotes.
Oh.
Patty Duke.
I have no idea. Sean Astin.
It was Dennis Weaver.
Dennis Weaver. Don't you know that? Why didn't you know that? All right, Tuffley, you get the next set of questions.
Oh, that's the duel reference. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
About NYPD Blue.
Oh, okay.
You might get these. Go ahead.
Name the lead character who left the series partway through season 2.
Well, the character's name.
Oh, not David Caruso. But it's David Caruso.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was David Caruso.
Okay, David Caruso is acceptable.
According to the card.
I should have taken sunglasses off, but it's a visual reference and nobody would have gotten it. Go ahead.
Blue was controversial for showing more of this than most series.
Oh, God.
Dennis Franz's butt.
For the record, I picked these questions because I chose one of them on the card. I was not prepared for this turn of events.
Well, welcome to the Thunderdome, William. All right, so you guys, so that was that correct? Was it, well, Dennis Franz's butt.
Specific about that, but yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Correct. All right, Tuffley got one card. All right, me, I'm next.
NCIS Los Angeles.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, if he had said Miami, that would have been thematic.
Who plays legendary special agent G. Callen, who is in charge of the Office of Special Projects?
LL Cool J.
No.
It's the only guy I know that's on the show. Go on. Next question.
Which NCIS LA cast member has been nominated for inclusion into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
LL Cool J.
Exactly.
All right, got one. Next question.
What foreign language does senior field agent Sam Hanna or LL Cool J speak fluently?
LL Cool J. Ladies love Latinas. No?
Esperanto.
None of those. All right, what's
going
it?
Back to Cali.
What's it? Is it Spanish?
It was Arabic.
Arabic. Oh,
of course.
Not even close. When I see LL Cool J, I think Arabic. Go on.
Hedy Lange is a former intelligence agent and OSP's operation manager, played by Linda Hu.
Yes. That's her last name, right? Who? Linda Cool J.
It was Linda Hunt.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
Okay, Widge, you get the next one.
Oh, good!
Saturday Night Fever is this card.
Oh, my. Okay.
What color suit does Tony Manero wear on the famous movie poster?
Oh. White. The suit is white.
It is, indeed.
All right, next question.
What was Tony Manero seen carrying at the beginning of the movie, which also showed the type of shop he worked in?
What? He carried at the beginning of the movie, showed what type of shop he worked in?
Yes.
Oh, crap. I don't remember. A boombox, because he made boomboxes.
It's a paint bucket.
It was indeed can paint.
Try to steal my card!
Next one.
What kind of Italian-American food does Tony order in the opening scene of the movie?
I don't know. Spaghetti.
It was pizza.
Oh, I was gonna say pizza.
That's debatable.
I was gonna say pizza, but alright, fine.
Okay.
What profession does Tony's brother Frank Jr. quit, much to the disappointment of his family?
his brother? I assume that because Tony is works in some kind of paint shop, that maybe he's a painter?
Sort of.
It was apparently the priesthood in the Catholic Church.
That's close.
I'll give you half a point.
Okay, good.
But you need two. Duffley, you're next.
For 28 weeks later.
28 weeks later. Oh, wait, this is one that we might actually know.
Which is going to be so... Yeah.
Oh, God.
Go on.
28 weeks later is a sequel to what film?
Oh, for God's sake.
That would be 28 days later.
No, it's negative 28 days later. 28 weeks later, obviously. No, it's 28 days later. What decimated European city is being repopulated with the help of the U.S. Army?
London, right?
Yep.
All right, Tuffley got that card. That's two.
Okay, moving on so we can move on from this topic.
Damn it! William, you sadist!
What do I have?
Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sure.
Chris Rock.
When did this game come out?
Chris Rock is the answer to the first question. Okay.
You got the first question right.
Which two words are every episode title?
Actually, I think I kind of... It's not the one, is it? No, that's a Friends, the one
Friends.
That... Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. Chris Rock.
It's Everybody Hates.
Oh, everybody. Okay. All right.
The show's title is a riff on what other sitcom?
Everyone Loves Raymond.
Yep.
All right. Got one. Woo! All right, Widge, back to you.
All right.
This is a basically just random questions.
Potluck. Potluck questions. Oh,
good Lord. Okay.
During what week of the year do fish fans flock to the Discovery Channel for a feeding frenzy? There's a lot of F's in that one.
Shark Week.
Yes.
Live every week like it's Shark Week.
To clarify, that was F-I-S-H, not P-I.
You know, I thought the same thing, too, Tuffley. I was like, oh, fish fans, where are they? Oh, flocking. Oh, okay.
That's Bonnaroo. That's not right.
All right, so that's one question out of the...
What 2013 film captured the events of the Somali pirate takeover of the cargo vessel MV Maersk, Alabama? And I mispronounced several things in that.
Captain Phillips.
That is correct.
Yep.
Oh, I got it. Still in it.
All right. Tuffley for the win here. What do you got? What's next?
Take it home, Tuffley.
Next card.
Okay, yeah. The symbol life is like category.
Okay.
The show The Symbol Life.
What hotel? No, just the The concept,
just
of,
the concept
simple life.
Of a simple life. This is your category.
What hotel heiress co-stars in this fish out of water reality series?
Co-stars.
Co-stars.
And
yeah, I know. I just
Hilton, right.
It was Paris Hilton. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I think she.
I forgot
like
that. That's what that
out.
Show was.
Yeah, she put like two albums out while that was going on.
Oh wow.
It was her and Nicole Richie, right? Is that the second question? Do I automatically get the second question right?
Is Nicole Richie the next answer?
Yes, it was.
See, William likes you, Tuffley.
And that's it. We can't catch him. Even if you were to give me my next
question.
So just out of curiosity, what were the other categories? Don't tell us what the questions were.
Ice Age, Vegas, 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes.
Taxi, The French Connection, CSI Miami, and CBS Sports.
Okay. I asked him to find stuff that he didn't recognize.
Oh.
Oh.
So, I was like, what are sports?
All right.
Category is Joy Division. That's for Wedge.
All right, so Tuffley wins that game, and that's the end of our show. So let everyone know again where they can find more information about you and where to follow you. Let's start with Bridge.
Tuffley, after you, since you won.
Well, you can find me, as I mentioned, on Twitter, creatively entitled at Tuffley. And that's usually where you can find most of those things. And you can also... don't really post anything to randomworks.com, but I frequent there as well. In addition to needcoffee.com.
Yeah, so needcoffee.com for me, as I mentioned, Twitter is WIDGETT, widget with two T's. And again, if you go to widget.com with two T's, then pretty much links to all of my stuff can be found there as well. So that's where you can find me.
Cool.
If you need me.
And don't forget to check out the Fun Fest and at DragonCon, as well as the other great stuff that both Widge and Tuffley are doing. So, until next time, for William, Widge, and Tuffley, the champion of today's episode, this is John saying peace.
It was rigged.
I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't.
And there's the coda.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.